100th episode, Nicole. We did
it. They said we couldn't do it.
Literally,
they said no we'd said never make it. But we fucking did it, bitch.
We showed them. So aggressive.
Yeah. All those motherfuckers who said we couldn't fucking do it. We talked ourselves silly. We've done 200 hours of this podcast. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. So in honor of our 200th episode, we asked our listeners, mm-hmm. our loyal besties, mm-hmm. I don't know what to call them, to submit their favorite moments of the show.
Yes. Do you have any favorite moments off the top of your head?
Probably when I thought I was getting a chicken tattoo because I forgot I like ducks.
Yes, that was a really good one. That was very fun.
Do you have a favorite moment?
I really like when we were in the Earwolf office and we asked people to talk about how they put on a bra. That was really fun.
Ooh, yes, that was fun. I also really liked when we asked people if they wash themselves.
Mm-hmm. Quite enlightening.
Very revealing.
If nothing else, this is more of a research podcast.
We're trying to get to the nitty gritty, to the bottom of things. Speaking of washing ourselves, on Twitter, there was a tweet where someone was like, everyone is confused about washing their vulva versus vagina. Like, people are like, you don't wash the vulva, but you do wash the vulva. Because the vulva is the outer part. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's the whole encompassing thing. You just don't put any soap in your vagina. But you gotta wash the outer parts.
Is it like people are getting confused by the words? Are they thinking that the vagina is the vulva? Or they just are...
Yes. People are like not washing their pussies because they thought their vagina was the vulva. Ooh. And they shouldn't wash any of it.
Oh, no.
And just water it.
Oh, boy.
It was a very interesting... set of tweets to read. I was Dios mio, everybody be walking around stinky. Gotta wash it.
I don't know why. I guess you would just rely on your parents to teach you your hygiene practices, but people get embarrassed to talk about that stuff, like in your own family too.
No, my mother taught me. I'll never
my
forget.
Mom taught me too.
She was like, show me how you wash yourself. Cause she was like, go, you can wash yourself now. I've done it. Now you can do it. Mm-hmm. And I remember there was a pop quiz like a week later where she was like, show me how you wash yourself. And I did it. She was like, you're not washing all the important mm-hmm. things. And I was like, oh no.
Oh, good. Damn.
So yeah, that's how I always remember you gotta wash every little part.
Yeah. I do remember my mom describing it. I don't remember how she described it. Probably something really crude. Like, just get up in there or something. Scrub them lips.
Your mother's so funny. I would love to hear her say, scrub them lips. She makes me laugh so hard. Wait, should we get into the clips? Wait,
yes.
Before we get into clips.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I have questions and queries. Have you watched Swarm yet?
No, I haven't watched Swarm.
Oh my God. My God. Okay, let's get into the clips.
I did watch the whole second season of Sex Life.
Let's get into this clip. also, Yellow Jackets is back.
Oh, yay. Thank goodness.
The first episode was pretty fucking good.
Wait, I actually can't believe that we hadn't talked about you.
Oh, my word. We haven't talked about you.
We haven't talked about you. That's also a big component of this show.
It really is. Wait, I guess we have to save it for another episode? Mm. Or should we talk about it real quick? Because things made me angry.
Maybe we should save it. Maybe we should pin it for the show. Okay.
Wait, let me hear what you thought. Like, a one-word sentence about what you thought of you. I can't believe we forgot about to talk about you. Parts 1 and 2 came out.
I know, and I watched all of it in, like, days.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. I will say I think it took too long. Oh. Mm-hmm. Jordan hasn't finished it. Okay, I don't want to spoil anything.
Oh, okay. So we'll wait for Jordan to finish it before we talk about it.
But I'm still cool with, like, the one word of how you feel about
the
it.
The one word is Joe is a little concerning. This show about a serial killer? is a little concerning to me.
Yeah. I feel like they're trying really hard for you not to empathize with Joe. And yes. That's not my fantasy. I want to empathize with a serial killer and root for him. And that's my prerogative. And I feel like I'm being led in a different direction. And that's not what I'm looking for. Okay.
Yeah. Stop taking that away from me.
Okay. Now let's hit up our clip.
Yes.
Hi, this is Eric. I have to say, for one of my favorite moments from the show has to be the very first episode where Nicole comes up with a phrase, "I'm so mad I'm going to ride an alligator." I think to this day, I don't think a podcast could have started off on a better note than Nicole just coming up with a random turn of phrase. I don't think any podcast could have had any better of a start than this one with that gem. I mean, with a gem like Nicole. Oh my God, this is, I'm rambling. I love this show. Love you guys. Bye. Yeah. That's my gem for the 200th episode. All right. Bye.
I love that. That was fun. You went on a run because you're like, I'm gonna pop my top. I'm gonna blow my lid. I'm so mad I'm gonna ride an alligator. And it truly came out of nowhere. We weren't talking about alligators. We weren't talking about reptiles. And it was really good. I don't even know what we're talking about.
I don't know what we're talking about either.
But you were very mad, and you would have to be so really mad to ride an alligator. You gotta wrestle it. You gotta find one. Two, wrestle.
Yeah.
So it's docile enough. Easy task. They're not comfortable. They're spiky.
No. And they're wet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll be real mad.
Okay. Here's the alligator clip.
Good job.
My knickers were in a bunch. My shoes were on the wrong feet. I was swimming in a pool with no goggles. I was trying to say I was paddling up the river with no paddle. Is that a saying?
I think so. I think so. But swimming in a pool with no goggles is also great.
Ooh, I was so mad I was in a pool with no goggles. I think I would win a contest of knowing the most about you.
You still would.
I don't know. I didn't know you were born in Japan.
Well, eventually
that
I told
really
him.
Really made that rocked my socks. Man, I was cruising for a bruising. Oh, my lid was about to bust. I was
gonna pop my top.
I was gonna ride an alligator. I was so mad.
Riding an alligator.
That's what I'm saying.
I've never heard it.
I think I made it up.
Oh, that's good.
That's so silly.
It's very silly.
I like that I was angry about something with you.
Of course.
It was something I didn't know about you. Oh, maybe it was in, like, you were in clubs in school?
Maybe. I don't know. Really, any fact that you learn about me makes you really angry.
I should know them all by now.
This is true.
Okay, let's hear another moment one. That someone liked.
Hey, Nicole. Hey, Fisher. Hi, Kimmy. I'm sorry I couldn't make it. Do you guys remember when Nicole called in everybody from the Earwolf office to talk about who wore their bra correctly or who put the bra on the way Nicole did, and Nicole was found out to be the one who was the one that did it weird? Or what about the time when she was asking a man who jacked off in the office and stuff? That just killed me. I think that's what was called. Nicole wants to know how to put your bra on. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Yes, okay, that was one of my favorite moments.
Still, it was one of your favorite moments. I still maintain that I'm correct.
I think it's like whatever works for you. I don't think there's a correct
I'm
or incorrect.
Right.
All right.
Let's hear that clip.
Yeah.
It was really hard to put my bra on today.
Do you put your bra, do you latch it in the front and then twist it around?
Are you kidding? No. Do you do that? Does everyone do that? Wait, Jordan, do you latch it in the front and twist it around?
No, I do not. Okay, eyelashes from the back.
Me too.
But Kimmy latches in the front.
Yeah, latch in the front.
Huh. So the two fatties are like, we gotta make more work for ourselves. And the two thin women were like, easy peasy. We'll get our exercise in. Shimmying our bras around our body.
Well, it's easier.
Felt like I was out of my mind twisting this bra around my body.
Well,
waiting for the cups to come to the front.
But you can, I can see it. I can,
what?
If I do it behind me, it's just like more mental math to figure out how I'm going to get these hooks to touch each other.
They just hook.
Well, if it was in front of me, I could just look at it and then turn it around.
So do you take your bra off before sex or does your dude do it? And does he twist it around to the front?
I think off is easier. I don't twist my bra backwards and then unhook.
Can you do that the next time you have sex? Let me know how it goes.
Just twist. Hold on.
I'd like to know if other people do this.
I want me to go grab some ladies?
Yes, can please.
I'm going to grab some ladies. One sec, guys.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. How do you put a bra on?
I hook it in the front.
Oh, boy.
And then I twist it around and then I flip the bra up over my boobs.
Okay.
And then I slip into it.
I think that's the correct way.
I feel like I take it off and it's already hooked. So then I just put it back on and then I don't do anything.
Whoa.
What?
So, full disclosure, none of my bras have hooks.
Oh.
They're all clover.
So I'm in the front. And then.
Oh, boy.
And then I spin it around and then I into it.
Makes all sense right. to me.
So I guess Kimmy and Sashir win.
Yay.
Thank you very much for sharing with
Thanks,
us.
Guys.
I don't think we had enough people to.
But I don't think we had enough people either.
But didn't we poll online
yeah,
too?
And I think we
most
did.
People did the twist.
It takes so much effort to twist it.
I don't think it takes so much effort.
Well, I also realized that I have like pretty good arm dexterity.
Ooh.
Like I have a jumpsuit that has a zipper in the back and I can zip it all the way up and down pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm just good behind my back.
You're just flexing.
I'm flexing.
Okay.
I'll say as a twist person, I wildly respect you non-twisters because I twist because I cannot connect it correctly behind my back. So like props to you both.
Yeah.
It's very impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah. I feel like I would get like one hook on the middle one and one hook on the last one. Like we get frustrated.
Here's the thing that happens sometimes. And that's just how you have to go out into the world.
Done.
Sometimes it's on different planes, and that's how the
that's
Lord wants you to wear your bra
is.
That day. Let's do another one.
Yeah.
All right. This one, they didn't state specifics, a little bit of a surprise what it is, cool. But I thought we could still read the sweet message.
I listen to this all the time when I need a laugh. It's the quiz from the week of October 13th, 2021. Happy 200th episode. You ladies are a treat every Wednesday. Thanks for the laughs. Looking forward to more. Okay.
Aww.
This is Nicole.
I'm a flamingo.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're a head turner and you know it. Oh my God, am I going to cry? Although you had a rough beginning, I did. Your experiences have changed. Oh my God. And well balanced, literally a person you are today. From sassy clues to the overtop performances, you're a badass birdie. I've been waiting years to ruffle some feathers. Take control of your chest, Mingo, and spread those wings. I think I needed to hear that. I'm a flamingo.
Yes, you are.
Mine was the therapy I've needed for a couple of months.
Yeah. Yeah, you got so much joy from that BuzzFeed quiz.
I love flamingos and I love birds, and I couldn't believe it was calling me one of my favorite birds.
Yeah.
A hot pink flamingo? Oh, my word.
I love that it was like, yeah. You've had a rough start. Yes, I did.
Yeah, I was really feeling that quiz. I feel a lot, and I'm a very sensitive person, which is like, I don't know, a fun thing I've discovered about myself over the years, that like, if you say the perfect amount of words together, I go, oh no, I cry now.
Mm.
And that's just how I am.
That's very sweet.
Hey, thanks. What were you in that quiz?
I don't even know what the parameters of that quiz was. I don't know. If it was like, check your zodiac sign, will tell you what bird you are. I don't know what it was. It wasn't as fun as a flamingo, I think.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't know why, but I think you were a penguin. Mm-hmm. I'd probably be wrong, but for some reason my gut is saying penguin. If I'm right by that, then I'm impressive.
I thought it was a Masked Singer quiz, like which, and like you were the flamingo from the, but maybe not, because I feel like that wouldn't make you as emotional. These quizzes are wild. I know. It's the strangest part of my job.
Yeah. But I mean, I could see myself crying over which Masked Singer are you? You know, it's not too far from reality.
Mm-hmm. Let's listen to another one.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Felipe, and I love the podcast. I just wanted to leave a voicemail with one of my favorite moments. So one of my favorite episodes is Sashir Will Have the Salmon that you did live. I had the privilege of being in that room. It was an amazing night. My face was swollen for the next 2 days because I was laughing so much. And then I loved listening to the episode afterwards. There's so many moments I could pick from that episode alone, from Nicole waving at the giraffe, or the whole discussion about what kind of potato you would want to be. But if I had to pick one moment, I think it would be Nicole wanting to have a bird. And I had a great time listening to this back, because it's such a fun episode. It was so fun being in the room. And every time I listen to it, it's such a delight. So that is my suggestion for one of the best moments, is from that episode with Nicole and Sashir talking about how it would be inhumane to adopt a bird, but Nicole really wants a purple parrot. Anyways, I hope you have a lovely day. Congrats on 200 amazing episodes. I cannot wait for the next 200 and the 200 after that. Thank you for all the entertainment that you provide. And have a lovely night, day, whenever you're recording this. I don't know. Live your best life. Record whatever.
That's sweet. Mm-hmm.
The bit I wanted to share, too, is this live show was wonderful. And one of our coworkers, me and Jordan's coworkers who works at Earwolf, brought her son to the show and he loved it. And his favorite moment, apparently, she's been telling me that he references still, this was months ago, is Sashir yelling the salmon. So I have this clip for that young man who thinks this is the funniest thing, because it's hilarious. This is the funniest thing he's ever heard.
No, okay, I do remember. We went to that awful restaurant where we couldn't get good drinks because they were bad. You ordered salmon. The server said to you, you were like, I'm getting salmon. I like salmon. Salmon's for me. I like salmon. Salmon.
Yes, yes.
And then the server said to you, what are you having? And you went, salmon! You make it seem like I'm screaming at servers all the time, but
you are.
There was two different salmon options. This is boring. Why am I talking about this? Okay, so there were two different salmon options, and I was like, the salmon. Like, I couldn't figure out how to describe salmon further, so he knew which salmon I was talking about, and they were all like, ha ha ha, and then he moved to other people to ask for their order, and then he came back to me and was like, and you would like? And I was like, the salmon! We went over this. It was just so funny.
It honestly, I think about it all the time, because she was wrapped up in so many cloaks and leaned all the way back so she was horizontal to look up at this man and scream, salmon!
It just took me aback, because we all had a good laugh about it. And then he forgot? He forgot
it
our
was really
the
funny.
Bit that we just did 30 seconds ago? With the salmon? Yes. I could believe it.
The salmon!
Please, the salmon! God,
so funny. Ooh, let's hear the parrot moment.
Mm-hmm. Here's your purple parrot.
Well, I didn't tell you this, but I think I want a bird.
You sure didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it seriously.
I do think it's...
You don't think I should get a bird?
I feel a little sad for the bird when I see it in a cage in a home.
Oh, but what if it doesn't have a cage?
What, if it's flying around your house?
Yeah, what kind of bird should I get? Oh, one that talks back to me.
Like a parrot.
I think so. So I could teach it things to be like, hello. In other words. I like want a bird to be like, tee-hee-hee.
And this is the only reason you want a bird?
And then I'll tee-hee-hee back at the bird. Just imagine me on my couch laughing with a bird.
Oh, no. I can't imagine
it. And I'm just
it.
Like, ah!
You just want one of those talk back things, those little Game Boy things.
But that won't love me.
Mm-hmm. You think a bird's gonna love you?
Yeah, anything that depends on food from you loves you. Yeah, like my dog loves me. I feed him and walk him and stuff. That bird's gonna love me.
We'll snuggle.
I don't...
maybe you'll snuggle. I don't know.
You seem really against this bird thing.
I feel like maybe birds aren't the type of pet that should be domesticated. You have a great dog.
I do. He's great.
You can get another dog.
Or I could get a toucan.
Please don't get a toucan.
Imagine I got a toucan.
Please don't get a toucan.
I open my door. I'm like, look at my toucan! Are there purple birds? Ooh, wait, these seem fake.
Yeah, I don't think that.
I got so excited for a purple parrot.
I don't think they have purple parrots.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I actually saw a video of, I don't know if it was a parrot or a cockatiel. I think there's a different kind of bird that will talk to you. And the owner hit his head on a counter, on like a cabinet. And the bird saw this and was like, you okay? And the guy was like, yeah, thanks for asking. That was it.
That's what I want. I want a bird to like ask me how I'm doing. Like, are you sad? I'm like, yeah, birdie, I'm sad. Or no, birdie, I'm happy. I don't know. I just think a bird would be so fun. But I think you're right. I think you have to be home with the bird a lot.
Yeah. You can also train Clyde to step on those like things that talk to you, those little buttons that make that are designated to words and stuff. And
it could that be does like, seem like a lot of
hey,
work.
You okay? I mean, yeah, I don't know how people train their dogs to do that.
I don't. They have a lot of time on their hands.
Yeah,
but I could get Clyde to talk to me. Mm-hmm. But I'm worried. What would he say? He'd be like, "You're a bitch."
Well, just don't make that button. You have control over that.
I have the power. I forgot.
Just don't make that an option.
You're right. I should not make that an option. Should we listen to another one?
Yes, yes, yes.
This was a heavily requested one. Ooh. We got multiple requests.
Oh.
Hi, Nicole, Sashir, and Kimmy. I am calling about a clip for your 200th episode show. My name is Carolyn. I've been listening to your podcast and loving it for a very long time, and it makes me laugh out loud on the regular, but there is one moment that I will always remember where I was when I heard it, what I was doing, what the experience was, and anytime I'm down, I come back and I listen to this clip, and it never fails to make me smile. So, March 16, 2022, I had recently just left a job that was very bad for me and my mental health. I was in a sort of weird place, being anxious about the future, and I was out on a walk in my city. I live in Philadelphia, and I was listening to your podcast. And on this episode, Nicole is talking about watching Forrest Gump on TV, and Sashir says that she's never seen it the whole way through. And Nicole, out of nowhere, launches into this spontaneous and virtuosic and highly detailed recounting of the movie. Like the entire synopsis, she just goes for, I think, 3 minutes straight. She gets all of the high points. The level of detail is immaculate. And just listening to Sashir, like, gamely laughing and gasping theatrically at all the right moments. I was walking down the streets of Philadelphia, laughing out loud, trying to cover my face and not make a total fool of myself listening to this podcast. But the moment that completely just debilitated me and I had to like put my hand on the side of the building to brace myself because I was falling over was when Nicole started impersonating the sex noises that Forrest over. And when Nicole starts going, hey, and then she does Forrest replicating the sound too, I lost it. And I came home and that day when I was telling my husband about my day, I was like, yeah, it was pretty shitty. I was applying to a million jobs. I don't know what I'm doing. But also, please let me tell you about this episode of Best Friends and Nicole describing the movie Forrest Gump. There is nothing like it. It was just a moment of comic genius. And I love it. And I love you all. And that moment will stay in my heart forever. Thank you both so much. Happy 200th.
Oh, my God.
I do love Forrest Gump so much.
That was pretty epic. You described it for a long time.
It's such a long movie.
There's a lot
that I have seen 100 times. And apparently the sequel, even more happens. I think he's like at 9/11 in the sequel. It's like wild.
I don't know if I knew there was a sequel.
There is. Forrest Gump is a book that the movie is based on. And then the writer wrote a sequel where Forrest like loses all his money that he made in Apple and it was like at 9/11 and a bunch of other historic things.
But they didn't
that's
make
the one that really
movie.
Like sticks out. They sure didn't. It was in like development for a while. And then I think they were like, we won't. We don't need this.
They probably don't want Tom Hanks causing 9/11.
Yeah. You know, America's sweetheart. They don't want him to do it.
Mm-mm. Okay. Yeah. Let's save that clip.
Okay.
I don't actually know if I've sat down and watched Forrest Gump all in one, but yeah. I've definitely like walked past the TV as like bits have been on. And every time I'm like, what the fuck is happening in this movie?
So it's about a boy who has some learning disabilities, who also wears a brace, and then one day runs and the braces break off. He makes a friend. She's a girl. She's dirt poor and doesn't have a good life. And her dad's always like, Jenny! And she's like, make me a berry so I can fly far, far away. Let me fly far, far away. So she like becomes best friends with Forrest. And then they grow up and they're definitely like 30 years old, but they're playing high schoolers. And these boys start making fun of Forrest and throwing stuff at him. And she's like, run, Forrest, run! He did what he does and he runs. He runs away and they chase him with a car. Somehow he's faster than a car. Then he gets a scholarship to college and he plays pro football. But wait,
he didn't play pro football. He only plays college football.
Elvis' weird hip movements. That's Forrest because Forrest couldn't use his legs good. He taught Elvis everything he knows. Also, his mom, Sally Field, fucks the principal to get him into school. And they fuck and he goes, And then he says to Forrest, he's like, Forrest, your mom will do anything to get you in school. Forrest looks at that man and goes, And then he's like, I gotta go. I don't want this child making my own sex noises at me. That's disturbing. So we're back to college. He's in college. He's playing football. He gets a scholarship. And then he doesn't know to stop running. He just keeps running. He doesn't know it's a game or anything. They just give him the ball. He runs. So then they get the band to like just like get in front of where he was running towards to stop him. So he stops.
This is not a huge plot point.
They're like, okay, you gotta go to Vietnam. And he's like, okay, I'll go to Vietnam. And then Jenny, he like loses touch with Jenny. Jenny becomes like this like hippie. Yes. She's like, no war, nothing. And then he gets shot in the buttocks in the war and saves Lieutenant Dan. Lieutenant Dan didn't want to be saved because all of the people in his family died in the war and he wanted to go out like that too. But Forrest saves the whole platoon. But then he meets Bubba before the like he saves Lieutenant Dan and Bubba's his friend and Bubba's like, ah, you're my best good friend.
Aaron. And he's just like Forrest. And they do well together. But then, spoiler, Bubba dies. But they talked about becoming shrimp boat captains. So after Bubba dies, he fulfills the prophecy of being a shrimp boat captain with Lieutenant Dan, who ain't got no legs. So then he makes a ton of money. Oh, and in between all the story time, he's talking to people on a park bench waiting for a bus. You don't know where Forrest is going. First, he talks to this black lady who's like, I don't like this. My bus is here. So she leaves. And then the next person he talks to is this old white guy who's like, I didn't know I was sitting next to a millionaire, because Bubba Gump Shrimp Co. makes a ton of money. And then he gives it to Bubba's family because that's his best good friend. So then Bubba's mama falls out, and then she hires some white people to serve her because she's been serving kitchens her whole dang life. And he got to do that for his best good friend, Bubba. So then Jenny is on her own. She's naked and stuff, singing and stuff. And Forrest is like, I don't like that. And then she comes to stay with him, and then she starts doing drugs. And then she's like, on this like window ledge, she's like, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna jump. And she's in like this abusive relationship with this guy that Forrest tried to fight, but then like doesn't fight him. And she's like, leave him alone, Forrest. So then she comes to Forrest, and then they get married. Lieutenant Land has new legs and a new wife. And then she leaves Forrest again. He's devastated. Then we find out he's waiting for a bus to get to Jenny. And then this lady's like, you don't even need a bus. You said you run. Oh, and P.S. in between, he runs across the country a bunch of times, and people think he's like a cult leader or something, but he's not. He just run. So then she's like, you could just run there. You like to run. He's like, okay. So then he runs. Spoiler. She got pregnant with Forrest's baby. And he goes, what? Is the baby like me? It's not like him. It's Haley Joel Osment. So then he brings them back to his house. And then Jenny dies of AIDS because of her intravenous drug use. But then there's a feather that he puts in a book because he reads Curious George to Haley Joel Osment. And then Haley Joel Osment gets on the same bus with the same bus driver that he had when he was a kid. And that's the circle of Forrest Gump. It's the best movie in the whole world. And I told it out of order because it's so long.
I do love Forrest Gump. I missed, you know, things like New Year's Eve with Lieutenant Dan and Forrest, and then he like sticks up for Forrest for the first time and he feels loved. And then his mama dies. I missed so much. So much happens in that movie. But I think I got the highlight.
I think you got a lot of it. Yeah.
Honestly, I might watch it today. I fucking love Forrest Gump. Ooh wee.
Ooh wee. Can I watch it too? I've never watched it.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't show people my favorite movies anymore because I showed you my cousin Vinny and he didn't love it too much. I showed John Millheiser Blast from the Past. He and Jackson did not love it in the same way I did. So I will not be sharing my favorite movies with anybody ever again because they don't react the way I want them to. And then I get sad for a couple days and think about my taste in movies.
Okay. That's fair.
And I don't want that for myself.
I understand.
But I would love for you to watch it on your own and let me know about it. And then if you like it, we can watch it together.
So I had to watch it on my own, give you a report, and then watch it again?
Yes. Well, I can't watch you watch it because I'll get upset that you don't like the same things I like what happened with the Minion movie.
Yeah, this is true. Okay.
Minion Rise of Gru is pretty good. I think you should watch it. I really liked it.
We agree sometimes. We both love Free Guy.
Oh, love Free Guy. Mm-hmm. Boy, it's my favorite. I've seen it so many times. I was watching it the other day and I wasn't even sad.
Oh, look at that.
Okay, should we listen to another one?
Yes.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir and the whole squad. We're back on 200 episodes. That's so exciting. I sure have been listening from the beginning. I remember listening to the very first episode and then listening to y'all all through the pandemic and just being like, wow, thank fucking Christ for this podcast. Keeps me sane. And now I listen to it when I fall asleep. And that is the moment in which I sure did hear the call from Sashir to call in with our favorite moments. And I immediately started laughing because it has to be
the episode that is called Sashir Scrubs with a Tool. I love the podcast and I will continue to be someone who pays for my Stitcher premium, but just like for all of the new content coming. But if there was one episode that would keep me paying for the rest of my life for the ability to continue to listen to this episode over and over again, it would be Sashir Scrubs with a Tool. It's like 45 minutes of that podcast. It would be tough for me to say right now what one moment is. And I have made so many friends listen to it over the course of the last couple of years. Sometimes I just hold my friends captive and press play. And then I end it and go, do you use a tool? Do you wash your legs every time? But I think like the moment that really gets it to me is when Sashir and Nicole towards the beginning of the conversation are talking about how crazy it is that this is going viral on Twitter. And also, guys, it just went viral again. Like, what is that about? Why are us white people not washing our legs? I mean, I am, but like, why are more of us not? It's really tough for all of us. But it is the beginning of when Nicole and Sashir are talking about it. And then I believe Kimmy and Jordan just make kind of like a horrified face. And they all realize, y'all all realize together at the exact same time that maybe people in the actual booth are not washing their legs and they're not scrubbing with a tool. And then we go on like such a lovely experience of talking about what lives and exists in Jordan's guest space and how everyone needs to bring their own soap, which is hilarious. But yeah, that moment in which everyone realizes that the call is coming from inside the house is really incredible. So thank you so much for all you do. Happy 200 episodes. If for nothing else, that episode will keep me laughing for the rest of forever. So thank you so much. Bye.
That was a great episode. It was fun. Let's listen to it.
Did you have to tell your man that he didn't wash his dick?
He washes his dick, but he doesn't wash, he didn't wash some other stuff.
But in his defense, he's white.
He's white, but also like
white people don't wash their legs.
He was left. He was given no guidance. They don't.
Kimmy's. Have you never heard this?
I'm just glad we're talking about it.
Jordan, have you heard this? Oh. It was on Twitter a while ago. I talked about it ad nauseum on Why Won't You Date Me because I couldn't believe it. But it was like a tweet. It was just like, wait, does everybody wash their legs in the shower? And then everyone was like, do you not wash your legs in the shower?
You gotta scrub your body.
Scrub them.
Yeah.
And then some white people don't use washcloths or a loofah.
Yeah, there's so many times I went to like a friend's house and wasn't offered a washcloth. And I'm like, I don't understand what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
What do I do in here? What do you do in here? You just take this bar of soap and put it on your body? Jordan is nodding her head yes. Is that what you currently do?
What?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wait, you just take a naked ass bar of soap and just like mush it on your body?
Yes.
But what if you have guests?
I give them, I expect them to have their own bar of soap.
That's a crazy.
That's insanity.
Time out. I also.
Time out.
I'm coming to your home and I have to buy a full bar of soap.
I will give you soap.
When I travel, I tend to just double up my shampoo as body wash just for traveling. Everyone's looking at me like I'm crazy. It's because it's another kind of soap. It strips your hair of oils, so it's a soap.
But it's not a soap.
No.
I don't think it's a soap. You clean enough. This is the way you guys, this is honestly so wild. And I wish there was other people here that we could ask.
I know.
Want me to go do a round?
Yeah, if there's people here, I'd love to know.
Hi, guys. It's Josh. I'm 34. It's nice to be back on.
We miss you.
Oh, I miss you guys. I take showers and use shampoo and liquid soap like I think everybody else.
No, we're finding everybody else does something different.
So, and how do you apply the body wash to your body?
With my hands.
This is so wild. This is so, I never feel clean enough when I'm forced to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you have hands. That's what they're for.
That is not why you have hands. No, no, no. We are humans who know how to build tools, and we use tools to execute things that we need. And if you need to be washed, you use a tool on your body. You do not wash it like an animal.
And this is Sashir's platform for her candidacy for president.
We use tools.
That is funny.
I just want to say that ever since this episode, my cleaning regimen has changed drastically.
Oh,
Oh, drastically. So yes, I have shampoo and conditioner, everything for the top of my head. I have a fancy face wash because this pandemic got my skin real dry. But ever since this episode, I have like the exfoliating gloves and I have the liquid soap, and I scrub my body, my legs, my feet, my toes, my butt, my front area, like every, like I now to a T, like scrub. And I do have extra bars of soap for it. Guess who comes? And I have washcloths.
Whoa!
Yay! It has drastically improved. So thank you for this show, because now
welcome.
I've learned I have not been cleaning myself properly my whole life.
The gloves, does your skin feel softer?
Oh my God, so soft. Like, and you do have to get new stuff. And then there was like some stuff on TikTok about like, oh my God, it's like a netting material that like, yes. So I haven't used that one yet, but yeah, the gloves, I now travel with gloves to wash myself. Like, it now creeps me out to just use a bar of soap, because I think, Sashir, you had said like, you're just sliding it on your skin. Like you're not scrubbing anything off. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she is correct. That's what's happening.
Yeah. It's like dishes. You don't just wash dishes with your hands. You use a sponge.
Although I've seen people do that too.
Oh, God.
Wash dishes with their hands. Just like wash the food debris off the plate and then put it in the drying rack. It was a man. It was a white man.
Of course. Of course it was a man. Men are a stain on this earth.
Oh, my God.
Too much.
That's pretty drastic.
Is that too much? I'm kidding. I love men.
Thank you for the follow up on the your cleanliness.
Yes,
Jordan.
It was very
excited. I need everyone to know that I have learned.
Everyone's going to be excited about this.
I think so too. I do love in the original clip, you're like, I expect people to bring their own bars of soap.
I was like, I've never heard of such
which
a thing.
Is so mean funny.
So mean. I think it was just more, I was thinking like, if you're traveling, like, why wouldn't you be bringing your own soap? But like, no, I have like toothbrushes, toothpaste, bars of soap. Like, I have so many things. Just and like, my mom taught me well. Like, anytime someone would come to the house, like, my mom always had a display of things if you forgot something. But yeah, I should have known better. So, shouldn't expect anyone to have anything.
God, that's so funny.
All right, here is one. This is a favorite call of mine. Okay. I'm excited about this one.
Okay.
I have another very funny thing from Best Friends episodes, which is Nicole's eBay ad is so funny. Every time I hear it, I laugh. When Nicole gets to the last lines of it, she's so exhausted, and it is so thrilling. Like, it's just so funny. It made me go on eBay. Like, it works. eBay, if you're hearing this, keep giving them money, because, like, that's the most effective ad I've ever heard in my life. Nicole just like very exhausted saying Rolex, Gucci, Prada. Like, it's just so good.
I don't remember this.
They're the sponsor of this either. Episode. Okay, love you, bye.
Wait, is this you reading an ad for the show?
I guess so.
Okay.
So this inspired me, because I keep when you guys do cute things or send cute things with your ad reads, I keep them for a moment like this. So I made a little dork. It's very dorky, but I made a little mashup of favorite cute ad moments.
Okay, you guys. That's cute.
So, you know, give or take, but this is my love letter to you guys and your great ad reads.
Thank you, Kimmy. Boy. Uh-oh. I don't have my headphones on and I started recording. Can you even hear me? The mic's not even close to my mouth. Oh my God. Hi, Kimmy. Hi, Jordan. Okay. Look at me doing ads. Cartier, Rolex, Gucci, Prada, Jordan, Adidas, Bottega Veneta. At eBay, it's real or it's getting the fake out. It's not a drink. It's a bada ba 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 McDonald's drink. Grab some tickets for a dang good time.
Oh my God.
Fragilizing.
You absolutely have to do that line again. There's no way you got a good take of that.
Grab your tickets for July 16th and
what is happening?
Bada bop bop bop.
The seltzers are great because it gives you an old school flashback of good times where you're at the soda pop with your girl and you got two straws coming.
You're at the soda pop with your gal and you have the straws.
That really got me good.
Bada bop bop bop.
These statements have not been a These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba!
I'm loving it.
I did it. I did the ads. Look at me. I'm amazing. She's a hero!
Oh my God.
Boy, Sashir, when you said you go to the soda pop with your girl and get a straw, that's maybe the funniest thing I've ever heard in my whole life. You go to the soda pop fountain with your girl and get a straw.
I think I was trying to say boy. Soda shop. And I still don't even know what that's in reference to.
I don't know what it's in reference to either.
I don't know what else.
Boy, that was funny. Wait, is that the ad? Is that how we did the ad where she said that? Or did we do it normal?
I left it in because it was so cute. But the ad was great. I also spent like 30 minutes looking for that because I remembered it. And I'm like, I cannot do something without that. It's so good.
God, that was so funny. God, it was so pop.
With the girl and your two straws.
Oh boy, that made me laugh really hard. Oh, I can't believe I forgot about that. That mm-hmm. really made me laugh.
You say bada bop 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 with such emphasis.
Bada bop bop bop.
Like a drum.
And I do it in between words mm-hmm. when you least expect it. I love McDonald's ad.
Every time you say it, it's like, okay, I'll get the chicken.
Yeah, it feels like you're saying it at us. Like it's like a tap.
Get that McChicken!
That Ollie ad is my other favorite where you start reading the FDA, like the like legal notice. And I couldn't find the one where you read it like you were having an orgasm, but all of you did so sexy. It was so good.
Oh my God.
You know, just gotta have fun while reading ads.
I'm glad people enjoy the ads too.
Yeah. Should we do another clip?
Let's do it. Here's a cute one with someone likes a cute moment with the two of you.
Hi. I am calling to say what one of my favorite moments from the show has been. And I really liked the moment when Nicole and Sashir were talking about singing in harmony and Nicole was trying to understand the concept. And I really wish I could remember which episode it was because I just remember they were singing together and Nicole was just struggling to understand what harmony was, even though she was doing a good job singing. So, yeah, all I really remember. Maybe I'll try to figure out which episode it is and then call back. Okay, bye.
Yeah, she did. She did say you did a good job, and we can confirm right now that you did do a good job.
Oh
no, I have to listen to myself sing.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sophia.
That's harmony.
Who said?
I said.
Do we have to wait for a third party? Jordan's clapping.
Harmony. Harmony. Yes.
The music expert thinks it's harmony.
Thank you, Jordan.
It was so beautiful.
Was it? Was it good?
It was good.
So I'm not tone deaf?
Well, if you're asking, it seems like you are because I don't understand why you don't. You're like, that was good? It didn't sound good to you?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you're tone deaf.
Is that harmony?
Yeah.
I heard harmony.
Good. Good.
I hear the harmony.
I hear harmony.
I heard harmony.
I wonder why I said it like that. I heard harmony.
Yeah, I think when you first asked that question about harmony, I think we were like singing in unison at one point, and you're like, harmony? And I was like, same note.
It's really hard to understand what exactly harmony is.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Singing's hard.
Mm-hmm. But it sounded good.
Thank you. Listening back, I was like, oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah, see?
I can sing.
I do have the definition of harmony, but I don't think it's going to help you.
Let's hear it.
It is the combination of simultaneously sounded musical notes to produce chords and chord progressions, having a pleasing effect.
Yeah, that didn't clear up anything for me. It was nice to hear those words.
Y'all are welcome.
Thank you. Do we have time for
maybe
another?
One more?
I was going to say, I've got one more, and then I have a sweet note from someone. So okay. We can wrap on that.
Yeah.
So perfect. Here we go.
Hi, Nicole, Sashir, Kimmy on the Keys, and Jordan. I love your show. Heard you were doing... maybe a commentary recap. My name is Sam. I decided that this show, Nicole Was Gonna Ride an Alligator, was my favorite hook, line, and sinker. The clip starts from 13 minutes, 14 seconds, and ends at 16 minutes, 52 seconds. It starts with Sashir talking about Disney World. And it goes into this whole idiom, and then they're making this internal dialogue of panties and everything. And I was cry laughing in the car. I went home, listened to it again, cry laughed on the couch, made my wife listen to it probably more times than she wanted to, forgetting that she had already heard it. But I love you guys. Thank you so much for the entertainment every week, and have a great day. Bye.
I don't know if I remember
that's
this.
That's nice.
The internal monologue of panties?
I don't think I remember it either.
Okay, let's hear it.
When I worked at Lane Bryant, a man used to call and go, hello. I'd say, hi, this is Lane Bryant. And he'd go, how big are the panties? I'd say, oh, we have very big panties because it's a plus size store. I was like, I mean, we go up to size 28. And he was like, how big is a 28? And I was like, it's pretty large. It's the largest size we have. And he was like, what size do you wear? And I was like, well, not a 28. And he was like, okay. And then like, that was it. It was very weird.
I just love thinking about big panties.
I just love thinking about a big fat booty. I'm just stuffed into a big panty. Ooh, just the cheeks moving and rubbing and those big panties.
Those panties are so wide.
Ooh, oh, they're so just they
just stretched. An elastic band is so
thick. It's like a slingshot.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, I use it as a weapon.
Big old panties. Oh,
if I leave it in the middle of the street, it covers one side.
I can use it as a bed sheet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so big. Oh,
cover my body. At night with these panties. Gail, oh, if you're listening, please come on down to Earwolf.
Come on down to Earwolf.
There's valet. You don't have to park your own car.
They have a panty story.
Yes, because the intro to Gail's old radio show was, I was at Oprah's house and there was a thunderstorm and I couldn't go home. And Oprah said, why don't you stay here? And I said, but I don't have any panties. And Oprah said, you could wear mine, which is so funny that they thought that was a relatable best friend story. Because I have never worn your panties.
And I've never worn your panties.
No. I don't even know in what context that would happen.
I'd also be like,
girl, just sleep here. Like, you don't have to, you really need panties to sleep.
Well, sometimes my little snatch gets all... gets all rubbed raw. Gotta cover it up. The sheets be tearing up my pussy, so I gotta protect it with some underwear. Not the ones I wore today. A brand new pair out of a drawer.
When I go to sleep, I sleep hump everything. And the panties are a good guard to make sure that I don't get too raw. So I gotta have them.
Isn't that disgusting? Raw.
Raw.
That's funny. I didn't remember that at all.
I didn't either.
God, that's so funny.
Oh. Is there anything about someone sleep humping?
Yeah, just like in your sleep, just humping things mm-hmm. and being like, I don't know why it hurts so much in my pussy. Well, girl, I caught you sleep humping.
I woke up in my pussy was dry and raw as a bone, but all the furniture is slimy and slick.
Ew.
I don't know what happened.
I think you gotta go to a doctor. You're leaving slime everywhere and it's not crusting up. There's something going on in you. I think you're a ninja turtle.
You don't leave a trail of slime behind you like a snail?
Ew. A little snail trail. That's nasty.
That's fun. What's the nice note that we got?
Here is a message from a reader that I thought was really, really meaningful and sweet about how this show changed her life.
Oh. Hello. For the 200th ep celebration, I wanted to let y'all know that you may have literally saved my life by making this podcast. Last year, I suddenly started to get migraines for the first time and had a bunch of intense symptoms with them, like waves of depression, self-sabotage, fatigue, etc. I felt like I was losing more and more of myself with each headache. I went to a neurologist and even got an MRI, but the scan was clear and nothing seemed to be wrong in my brain. I was told that I was probably one of those people who develops migraines in their late 20s, and to start looking into long treatment. Then, in January of this year, y'all released an episode where Nicole shared her experience with PMDD and talked about her symptoms. They were all exactly what I have been experiencing since my headaches started. I did more research on PMDD and compared that info with the symptom journal I had started to track my headaches. Migraines synced up with my period and always started around the same time every month. My theory is that PMDD was reducing the serotonin in my brain, and low serotonin can cause the blood vessels in your brain to expand too much, causing migraines. This meant that the migraines were just a symptom of a bigger issue, a hormonal imbalance.
I took this data to my doctors, and they agreed with my theory and ended up making a change to my birth control. I started to feel like myself again literally a week. And I've only gotten better since. I shudder to think what would have happened if I had followed through on an incorrect diagnosis and ended up on a treatment plan that didn't resolve the source of my issues. So thank you both for having that conversation on your show and for generally being so open about your experiences with your own bodies. There's so much shame and secrecy around medical info, especially hormonal info, that most people don't know conditions like PMDD exist and are so prevalent. You've both changed the course of my future by having that conversation and saved me from months or years of further suffering. I know this email's pretty long, but there's zero pressure to read it on the show. Just know that you showing up as yourselves and sharing your stories really does make the world a better place. Congrats on 200th episode.
That's so nice.
That is nice. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've updated anyone on my PMDD, but it's gotten better since I'm on birth control.
Ooh, nice.
I have this little rod in my arm. And I haven't had such huge swings.
Ooh.
And it, like when I swing low, I kind of feel it and I go, oh, okay, I'm like in a little bit of a low right now. So maybe I should like reach out to someone or sleep. Mm-hmm. That take like I'm busy and sometimes my lows happen and my body's like just rest for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, ever since I got this birth control, like, ooh, baby, she doesn't swing as high and as hard, and it's nice.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yay!
Because no one's period should be, like, heavy, and no one should be, like, that fucking moody that, like, people are like, are you okay?
Yeah, usually it's like an imbalance or something.
Mm-hmm. And then next, I need to get a transvaginal scan because Black women have fibroids more than other women or people with uteruses.
I believe it.
So I need to, I have a friend who has fibroids and I was like, I should get checked out for that too. Taking care of business.
That's what was making me bleed a bunch was a fibroid.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy that they don't do transvaginal scans as like
and part of the wellness check.
Yeah. It's kind of wild. It should be included.
Yeah. That's a good point. I didn't even know. Yeah. They found my fibroid when I got an ultrasound to look for my IUD. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they would have found it otherwise.
I don't think so. I think it's the transvaginal scans is what we need to be doing every year.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get mine soon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's so nice. Well, this podcast has changed my life, too.
It's changed my life as well.
Yeah.
And I like doing it.
I like doing it. Honestly, when we started it, I was like, are we really going to have anything to talk about like every episode? Oh, my God. I know we like giggling with each other, but like, how can we fill an hour of time every week? And here we are 4 years later.
We do it. Mm-hmm. And I have fun doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll speak and say Jordan and I get to be fun little audience surrogates. And in that role, I just know the show's really meaningful to people. I hear about it regularly through social media. And personally, it's just been a real joy to work with you guys and make the show. I was fans of you before, and I'm still fans of you. But now I'm also fans of you as humans, not as just artists. So this has been real lovely.
Aww, that's so nice, Kimmy.
Thank you.
I feel the same as Kimmy. It brings me a lot of joy when we can like do our live shows where we see each other, we give each other hugs, and then the show, like, I'll just like cackle from wherever I am engineering. But no, I want to say a personal thank you because you guys do, just like the person emailing, you guys talk about a lot of serious things and you're open about things. I've been very open about things. I've had a total stranger ask me if I was a dildo girl and I was like, what's happening? And it turned out when I talked about it, dildo on the podcast, and I was like, I guess that's my new nickname.
Are you a dildo girl? No,
I don't know if I mentioned this with on the podcast before, but like one of my best friends like went through a really tough year and lost her mom, and there was moments in our podcast where people had written in about their friends and losing their loved ones, and you guys gave really, really great advice that it helped me out in my own personal life. So I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. I'm so honored to be working on the show and doing silly little engineering music tricks to make people laugh. So it brings me a lot of joy, and I love you guys so much.
Oh my God.
Aww.
We love you guys.
You.
I mean, I hate you. I don't like you.
Twist. Is this an April Fool's joke?
April Fool's.
I'd be so sad if it were.
It is definitely not. I love you guys very much.
Yeah, we're so blessed to have you guys on the show with us. Like, you help it immensely, like all the work you put into it. You make it sound so beautiful. I love, thank you, Kimmy, for researching things by the minute as we bring things up, like, apropos of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it's, this has been a really fun ride, and this is a really fun family.
To 200 more!
Yeah.
Four more years! Well, if you
if you have anything, just anything you want to say to us,
any old thing.
If you want to call Jordan a dildo girl, if you want to ask us any questions, you can email NicoleandSashira@gmail.com or call, text, or leave a voice message at 424-645-7003.
And if you're going to call Jordan a dildo girl, we got to know if you're a dildo girl, dildo boy, dildo. I'm saying it so strange.
Dildo.
Or a dildo person. But listen, we have merch, not dildos, at podsweb.com/bestfriend.
Should we get a line of dildos? Not now.
Maybe.
We also have transcripts for our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the easiest way to support this show.
Yay! Happy 200th.
Yay! Happy 200th to you, my dear.
And a happy new year.